Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Thursday, September 25th, 2025. Right now, being joined by our good friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Laura, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks so much for having me back.
Appreciate the time. Always appreciate our friends from Extension, the great information you guys bring us and the great work you're doing in our communities. Way at the top of that list is you and the gang at 4-H and all the great impact you're making. One of the things that I think is really fun about 4-H, but also I imagine can be a little tough, is somebody's never heard of it, and they come up to you, Laura, and they say, tell me about 4-H. My God, I don't know where you begin with something like that. But I do think that a good resource is the project guide that you have, and that is a good kind of beginning to that conversation.
Absolutely. So it's a brand new resource that I'm so excited to share, both for those who've never heard of 4-H before and also those who've heard of 4-H and think it's just a program for farm kids, right? So this is a brand new resource that Wisconsin 4-H has put out. And if anybody's interested, I just want to let you know, it's super easy to access. You don't have to be a 4-H member. You can just go to Google and type in Wisconsin 4-H Project Guide, and you'll be able to get a better picture. Because James, I think when I'm here so often, like, I'll be racking my brain trying to think of projects, but also having the conversation, and my brain doesn't always work.
I hear you.
I love that we have the project guide right now, which can really help families figure out, you know what, I've got three kids with wildly different interests.
Yeah.
What can I do with them, right? You can absolutely enroll them in all the 4-H, or sorry, all the school activities, but then you might be running here, there, and everywhere for each of the different kids separately. 4-H, our local clubs are open to kids from kindergarten through a year past high school. We've got boys and girls and all ages all mixed into the same club, so it can really be a cool one-stop shop for families.
Yeah.
So... I don't know if that makes good sense or
absolutely
not.
Absolutely does. Okay. It does. Absolutely does. And especially because I think, again, whether you're learning about this for the first time, you've never heard of it, or you know what it is, which I think the majority of people out there know 4-H. I think two real important points there, reminding people that 4-H is certainly, it is a welcoming place for those that love agriculture and all that, but it's not just that.
Right.
And to that point, there is literally something for everybody. Any kid can find something in a project or an activity that 4-H is doing that could really help them excel, help them enjoy things, along with so many other great things that 4-H does.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we like to emphasize in 4-H is we have these things called projects. And really, they're just areas of interest that young people can get their hands dirty and explore to their heart's delight. And sometimes what they're going to dive into is something that they absolutely love, and they want to do more, and they want to go deeper, and they want to, you know, the whole run of it. And sometimes it's like, hey, this is kind of fun for now, but this isn't my passion for forever.
Yeah.
And what the project guide will do is it'll help walk you through, like, oh my gosh, what are the big areas? James, I know that you are really into theater, right? So let's say we've got young people who are really into theater. We've got this umbrella area called expressive arts. So, you know, young people are artistic, your child is artistic. What kinds of things might they be able to explore in 4-H? And James, you already know, young people in 4-H can explore theater.
Yes.
We have a program where we'll put kids up on stage in one-act plays or skits or all of that kind of stuff. But they might not want that kind of expression. Maybe they are just really into writing. They like kind of being behind the scenes, but still entertaining people with some beautiful writing. We can do that. And so you go into the project guide, you find that expressive arts area, and you can see all of the different areas. But what I really love about this is it kind of can walk you through what is the project like for a beginner? What about those who are a little bit more experienced? Yeah. And how can they continue to advance? Because, right, we're trying to help young people become experts in areas that they're interested in. And it's not because we're trying to make, more cake decorators or more woodworkers in the world. It's because we know that when young people grab on to something that they're really interested in, that is how they build all of the life skills to be successful. They're going to work on problem solving. They're going to work on persistence and like all of those sorts of things.
Working with others and so many of these things that you and I have touched on quite a bit over the years and always were worth noting. Because all of these projects, all these different things that we're talking about, the underlying theme of the things that these kids learn and grow from is accessible to every one of these projects.
Absolutely. You know, when we take a look at our kids and we might take a look and see what are the things that they're already interested in. Are they already, I don't know, making TikTok videos? Is that something that they're doing? Well, how can we take their interest in making those TikTok videos? And maybe they're doing dances or maybe they're, I don't know, showing how to do a something or other. There is a way through 4-H that we can really help them develop that. So we might be helping them to improve their video creation and editing skills, or we might be helping them develop their dance skills, their performance skills, their public speaking skills, like you name it.
All
and
those
we
things.
Can do it. Absolutely.
You know, when we were kids, there was a lot of freak out kind of over video games. And well, there's no positive to them. And we've seen the reports. We've seen the data. We've seen our generations get older and seen that, yes, that, you know, too much of anything can be bad. And there's not to say that every video game and every second spent on them is, you know, time well spent. Some of it is just leisure. But we've seen hand-eye coordination. We've seen some of these other things, sharing some of the other skill sets that these generations learned very well because of video games. The modern media's YouTube, TikTok, any of this stuff is the equivalent of that in many ways. It's different in plenty of others too, but is the basic core of these things that Laura is talking about there are no different than what we learned with video games than what they're learning nowadays with some of these other resources. And, you know, not every kid's going to grow up and maybe keep doing this or anything. But to Laura's point, again, that confidence that they build, that awareness, understanding stuff, and even just understanding technology and some of these things better is going to be, you know, helpful to them the older they get.
Yep. Well, and I would like to note, right, we talk about how people think that 4-H is all about farm because that's where its roots are. But 4-H is changing and expanding and growing to meet the needs of youth today. So as you said, right, when we were growing up, video games were new and they were really looked down upon. Now there's an esports project that young people can get involved in. And the video game stuff, like we can work on developing video games. That has to do with science, technology, engineering, and math, kind of that creative programming and what have you. And now today's youth are really into, well, you know what? Today's youth have grown up with digital devices in their hands.
Yeah.
So their experience is different. It's not wrong. But what remains eternal is wanting to make sure that young people have a really positive experience growing up so they can be independent and successful as adults. And so regardless of what environment they're growing up in, 4-H is there to help them develop all of the skills that they need for success. I'm not going to judge anybody for growing up in an age where they're holding devices in their hands at very young ages. That's They didn't do that. Their parents chose that, right?
Yeah.
And so how can we help them be successful?
You know, a teammate of yours, Matt Lippert over at UW, really helped me understand how much technology and agriculture are hand in hand nowadays as well, and have been for a very long time. Matt was game-changing for me in that regard, and I did not know that stuff until started interviewing and talking with him. And so when we're talking about a lot of these technical things with 4-H, I can see a crossover with some of the ag industry and some of this other stuff. And again, them understanding technology, understanding these things better, or just basics of these things is only going to help them whether they go into ag or not, but could even be more impactful if they're in the ag industry because these worlds are merging more and more. So it's not as if when we talk about technology and agriculture, they're in two different hemispheres or something. They're getting closer and closer, if not intertwined more and more.
Absolutely. And I think that's really an interesting point when you think about then the arts. Like, I feel like sometimes the arts are just shoved over in a corner of their
Tell me about it.
But the arts really highlight creativity, creative thinking. And that's one of the greatest things for, you know, I realized this didn't go quite right. What can I do different? So there's problem solving and adaptability and perseverance to keep going. But in science, in technology, we always need that creative aspect. So we need minds to know how to think and function creatively as well. And what better way than through the arts?
Yeah.
And then I would say, like, sometimes we still really need those concrete hard skills. We need people who know how to cook. Mm-hmm. We need people who know how to sew and repair things. We need people who know how to do all sorts of things. I don't think we can ever talk about that's an old-fashioned skill that we don't need anymore.
No.
So I love that we have caring adult volunteers in 4-H who are willing to say, you know what, I learned how to do this, and I would love to share my skills and knowledge mm-hmm. with you, with young people who are coming up and will need these, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And they will need it. Everybody should know how to sew. It's a good one. So. I appreciate you mentioning those volunteers. It's a quick reminder to everybody out there that you have a skill set you would like to share, or you would just like to volunteer and be a part of things at 4-H. Well, before we wrap up, let you know how to get in touch with 4-H about that and your local 4-H.
You bet. So one of the things, the way that 4-H is structured for the most part in Wood County is youth and families join a local club. And last year we had 585 youth in 4-H, and we had 115 adult volunteers. So those are caring adults who are willing to, maybe they're working at the club level to help the kids who come to their monthly meeting learn a new skill, or maybe they're helping out at something like Creative Arts Day or Project Discovery Day, which is an event where the whole county comes together to learn, to perform, to share what they've been doing in the program. And so we might have adults who want to volunteer at the club level locally. It doesn't mean that you're signing up for life or anything like that. Or we might have volunteers who just come for the county level. So as a great example, we had the woodcarvers. Is it Wisconsin River Woodcarvers?
I believe so.
Come and they, one day, they came and they volunteered for one day, and they introduced something that they really love to do with a whole bunch of interested young people. Hmm. So there's so many different ways that adults in the community can share their skills. So by all means, like you said, get a hold of me and let's talk.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, especially those of you that whether you maybe you were in 4-H and you want to kind of give back, or just, you know, be a part of things for the fun of it, or you always wanted to be a part of 4-H. It's a great opportunity. You're never too old to be a part of this stuff. When it comes to the project guide that we're kind of discussing here too, Laura, there's a great breakdown of what not only as you were telling us what a project is and to me what it means to 4-H, and a great glossary, if you will, about all of this. But I also want to remind people that this is a great place to tell people how to get started into 4-H.
Absolutely. How to join and how to discover what opportunities are there. Who are the people that you contact? All sorts of opportunities. So this guide really is starting at square one, if you will. And if you're comfortable, right, using those resources and making those discoveries on your own, that's great. If you also want to have a conversation, those of us in the Extension office who work with 4-H would love to talk with you and help you find a place. So, well, with, you know, searching online or what have you, by all means, give us a call.
Speaking with our good friend Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Laura, you were telling me in our pregame a little bit that you got a really fun trip coming up.
Absolutely. And I think this is something not covered in the project guide. So I just wanted to share. Educational travel is something that we love to do in 4-H. Young people learn so much about leadership and community by getting out of their own community. And families aren't able to travel the way that we can travel with 4-H and in educational things. So in the middle of October, we are taking a group of middle and high schoolers to Washington, D.C. And our focus on that trip is really about community development. It's about community leadership, like how we all can be involved in our communities on the local level. But it's also then about civic engagement all the way through. How does representative government work? Where are all of these things that they've learned about? They've learned about so many different things in history, and then they've taken the test and they've moved on. We get to actually put those kids on the ground in the spaces, and so they can learn and experience in a different way. And that really is at the core of 4-H. It's experiential learning. It means something different when you get to actually be involved, as opposed to watching a video or reading a book or something along those lines. So this travel experience coming up in October is Just Marathon and Wood County 4-H programs working together and do that. Sometimes we have kids from all across the state experiencing the travel all together. And so this is one of the things that keeps our young people involved. They look forward to the opportunity to travel. So those middle schoolers and high schoolers especially. And one, you know, 4-H, it's head, heart, hands, and health. One of the parts of that pledge is we're pledging our hands to service. Service includes becoming involved in local governments, local boards, you know, and it's not necessarily government, right? It could be a local nonprofit. It could be the city or village board. It could, like, all of those things.
All of them, yeah.
And so we really are working with our young people to help them learn that so they can be involved. And as we might be fearful of change over time and we look down upon our kids, I'm just going to tell you, I get to travel with young people on a regular basis. It is such a good fortune in my life to be able to do that. The more time you spend with young people, the more you realize that they really are amazing and our future's in good hands. We just need to give them the opportunities for the leadership and for the learning.
Preach. Mm-hmm. I could not agree with you more, Laura. I'm fortunate. In a much, much minor way, but working with a lot of younger people and the teaching and some of the acting I do. And I have yet to meet somebody who, first off, fits a stereotype a lot of people have out there about younger people. And that includes when we were those younger people.
For sure.
It seems to be a thing. But it also gives me confidence in so many other departments in this world. And you talking about this trip that you guys are taking, especially with what we do here at WFHR and covering politics as heavily as we do. One of my major gripes about and my concerns is so many people running for office and not understanding the three branches of government, not sure. Understanding the basics of what the job that they're doing. This kind of thing not only helps these kids with all of the things that you said, but also more and more of that generation and the generations to follow will know those basics, will understand those things. And I think have more understanding and empathy, not only for the citizens and the people of their community, but for our judicial, or for our government system and the way this thing is. I think this is a great system we have. Yeah. I think that just not enough people understand it. And I think that there is some, whether it's fear or just, concern, I think a lot of that gets washed up when you all of a sudden understand it better. This helps with that, along with the fact that traveling does a lot of things for kids. I was growing up, I moved all over the place and lived in a lot of different spots. And while there was a little bit too much of it maybe, one of the things that it really made me do was appreciate where my roots were and where I'm from. Traveling doesn't always mean, oh, kids are going to want to leave. More times than not, it helps them appreciate their own backyard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They understand where they come from and what was wonderful about the places mm-hmm. that they came from.
Yeah.
100%. So I just want to thank you for letting me come in and share this. Now is the time for families to join 4-H. The fall is the beginning of the school year. It's also the beginning of the 4-H year. So the more you're involved, the more you get out of it. So I would invite you to please consider Wood County 4-H. We've got 14 amazing clubs, and I can help you get connected to one that will fit your family's needs.
What is the best way to get a hold of you, Laura, and certainly find out the guide here?
Yeah, so my phone number at the office is 715-421-8439. We are in the courthouse in suite 123 if you wanted to just stop by, or you can send an email to me at Laura, that's L-A-U-R-A, dot Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U.
And of course, any of this information, if you need it, reach out to us, everybody. We will make sure to get it to you. 4-H.extension.wisc.edu is a website. I test this out every time before you guys come in from extension, throw it into the searcher, and it pops up right away. So there's a lot of different ways that you can find out more and get in touch with Laura and the gang at 4-H. Laura, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us out there, everybody, for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.